Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me? This is Joan Bright. I'm trapped in the evaluation room. Please, somebody. Anybody. Hello? There's a psychotic murderer wandering the halls of the AM. It would be great not to be stuck here when she gets back. Wonderful. Patient displays an impressive degree of control over their ability. Knack for manipulating different varieties of frequencies speaks to some interesting possibilities, including physically incapacitating their therapist. Recommend therapist be thrown off a cliff for acting like a goddamn idiot. Hello? Okay. Stay calm, Joan. You can get out of here. You can figure out a way to... The power's back? Owen! Yes! Med bay, extension, 823. God damn it! Hello? If you can hear me, Owen Green is in danger! Please! Tell Owen he needs to get someplace secure! Fuck! Ow. Anyone there? Owen? Sam? Helen, if you're messing with me here, I'm going to be even more annoyed with you. No?
From Luminary Media, you're listening to the AM Archives. This is episode 12, Collision Course, by Caitlin Schneiderhan.
Please don't be dead. Please don't be dead. Okay.
Okay.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Stop.
What was that?
I said, stop poking me, please.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my head.
Oh, God. Are you okay?
I don't... Helen. Sam, she shut down the AM.
Yeah. I caught on to that when I saw her in the hallway.
You saw her?
Yeah.
Wait, she didn't try to hurt you?
I mean, do pins and needles count?
No.
Right. What did she do to you? Your forehead is bleeding.
I don't... She had me call... Wadsworth. But Wadsworth... didn't want to talk to her. And then there was this... buzzing sound. It hurt.
She cut your forehead with a sound?
No, it was like she couldn't keep the frequency up. So she clocked me with that paperweight instead.
Okay, we need to get you to the med bay.
No. We can't go anywhere near there.
Why not?
It's where she found me. And, Dr. Sharp.
Okay, where did she put Dr. Sharp? Oh.
Yes.
No, but, how could... How did... Oh, my God. Oh, God. Joan, Mark, have you seen them?
I haven't seen Joan, no.
But you've seen Mark. Your silence isn't exactly comforting, Green.
He volunteered for the trial.
He what?
He asked Dr. Sharp if he could be the first test
and
subject.
And you let him? You let him be a guinea pig?
You didn't think I would sign off on Joan Bright's brother doing something like that? I had no idea, Sam. By the time I found out what was happening, he wouldn't listen to me. He certainly wouldn't let me stop it. The last I saw, he was locked up in the med bay. Helen left him alone.
Left him alone, just like that.
They had an exchange. I couldn't hear what they said. But if I had to guess, given Mark's experiences as a patient here, I would venture that Mark and Helen have some messy history.
Well, then we have to go check on him.
As long as Mark stays put in the med bay, I believe he'll be safe. Joan, on the other hand...
Oh my God, she was with Helen when this whole thing started. Do you think... I mean, what happened with Dr. Sharp?
No, I don't believe Helen would have harmed her. She would have told me when she found me in the observation room. Salt in the wound.
So that leaves us here, and Mark and Joan alive, somewhere, probably. And Max and Jackson, we have to go find them.
If we just wander off without a plan, we could run into Helen again, which would be...
Bad.
Very bad. I don't know if I can take another knock like that. There's always Alex Chen's ICU.
Off the blueprints, independent security and power systems.
Not to mention the fact that with the power down, someone will need to manually administer the sedative in order to keep us all...
Not burned alive?
In so many words.
I still want to find them.
I do too.
I don't know what I would do if...
Please don't say it. If Joan and Mark do get free, somehow, you know that their first move would be to look for one another.
Right.
And neither of them are idiots. They can take care of each other, and they'll find us. The AM's only so big, isn't it? We're bound to run into them sooner or later.
That's kind of what I'm worrying about. All right. I see you.
I see you.
How are we going to do this?
We're going to run.
Owen? Are you in there? Hey, Owen!
Tony?
Mark?
Yeah, it's me.
What the hell are you doing in the med bay?
Can you come in here and get me out of here?
But...
Please, Joan, don't. Just please, come here.
Fine, one second. Mark?
Yeah?
Where are you?
Back here.
Behind the chair?
Kind of. Hey there.
What the hell, Mark?
Could you just help me?
Why are you strapped down? Did Helen do this?
Yeah, she... had a hand in it.
Did she knock the chair over,
Joan,
too?
Joan, seriously, what? My wrists are killing me. It's dark, and I just had an escaped patient hell-bent on revenge in my face!
Fine!
Thank you.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I promise. The chair was just... I heard footsteps in the hall and freaked out because I thought it was Helen again, but I couldn't get free because the stupid AM put so much money into things that locked down atypicals.
Breathe,
and...
Mark. Remember to breathe.
Okay. Okay.
What's so funny?
It's just that you're the second person to talk me off the ledge today with that exact little tactic. Okay, where's Sam? She said she was going to be meeting up with you this afternoon.
We were working together earlier, but she left.
She left?
We're having a conversation about some AM proceedings, and she decided to take a break.
You mean you had a fight?
Yes.
And she decided to take a break?
She may have used her ability to time travel somewhere.
Jesus, Joni, so you're telling me she's out there alone?
Sam can handle herself.
She's gonna get back to the present and have no idea what's going
Sam
on.
Sam will be fine. But you... You saw Helen? She was here?
Yeah, she was here. She must have left the door unlocked when she was looking for Green, and someone had told her about the serum. She destroyed it.
All of it?
Everything that was in the refrigerator over there. Unless Dr. Sharp has some secret extra stash, I think we might be out of luck here.
Have you heard from Dr. Sharp?
No. But...
But what?
Well, Helen was looking for Green, and Green was with Dr. Sharp in the observation room, so if A leads to B...
Then Helen probably found both of them.
And trust me when I say, she wasn't real happy about the idea of an anti-ability serum.
Why didn't you fight her?
Who? Dr. Sharp?
Helen. You know I mean Helen. Why didn't you use her ability against her?
You want me to throw myself in the path of a supervillain?
No, of course not, but I
haven't been near a Frequency Kinetic in years. I was rusty.
You've never been rusty before.
I don't know what to tell you, Joni. I...
Greetings, AM. This is your captain speaking.
Is that...
Yeah, I think so.
I know all of you must be wondering when this will end. Believe me, I understand. I'm tired too. But all of this can end if you just give me what I want.
What's up with the lights?
Shh. All I want is one teensy tiny little thing. One teensy tiny little person. Joan Bright.
No.
This doesn't have to be hard. And I promise that the person who brings me Joan will be completely unharmed. And Joan, if you're listening, I just want you to help me.
Oh no.
That's your job, right? Helping atypicals be their very best selves. All I'm asking you to do is your job. But if you won't come, or if no one else delivers you to me, then I'll comb every inch of this godforsaken building until I find you. And every person I find who isn't you? Well, they're gonna get a nasty surprise. Just ask Dr. Sharp.
Andrea.
Joan? Where are you? Joan!
Be seeing you real soon.
Oh my god.
Hey,
Andrea?
God.
Andrea!
Oh God. Is that... That's a lot of blood.
Andrea!
Is she...
Yes, she's... I can't feel a pulse.
Shit.
She's gone. Helen did this. She did this, and she took Owen.
I don't like that look on your face.
She's out of control. She was kept in that prison for over a decade, and we forgot about her. We created her, and then tried to throw her away. This is our fault. This is my fault.
Joni, hey, stop it.
She's dead, Mark. Oh,
believe me, I'm trying not to think about it.
I have to go.
Go where?
She has Owen. She will kill him.
She'll kill you if you find her. Listen to me for a second. I'm the last person around who would defend the AM. And yes, Helen probably has a legitimate bone to pick with this place, but you didn't have a part in that. You were working to get her out. Please, Joni, don't martyr yourself for the AM. It doesn't deserve you.
I don't...
Whoa, shh. Do you hear that?
Someone's coming.
Yeah, but who?
I have no idea.
Is it Helen?
I don't know.
Do you think she's coming for us?
I don't know.
Well, what if she tries to get in here? I don't think the lock goes
working. Okay. You take that IV stand and wait on that side of the door. I'll wait on the other. That way, if it's Helen, she won't see both of us at once. If she freezes one of us, the other one can try to deal with her.
Okay, but if she sees both of us?
Then we cross that bridge when we get to it. I just need something heavy to hit her with.
There are scissors. Not heavy, but...
Huh.
What? What's that?
Looks like... Andrea's notes on the serum.
Joni!
Shh! Give me the scissors.
Joan?
Jackson?
What? Let me go!
Joni!
Is that Oliver?
Yes, it's Oliver!
I thought you were supposed to be released earlier this afternoon.
Yeah, I thought that too, Dr. Bright.
Can I let him up?
Yes, sorry.
Are you okay? Sorry, I saw the scissors coming and I dodged.
How fast are you,
I'm
dude?
I'm fine. I'm just a little tripped up.
Yeah, I'm fine too.
God, I'm so glad you're okay. When I heard that woman on the intercom, I thought, it's Helen, the patient down on tier 5, the one who helped us out with Sydney. Look, I don't know how she got out,
but... I know. We've crossed paths.
You did? And she didn't...
Jackson.
Yeah. Oh. Oh my God.
So much blood.
If you're gonna puke, do it outside, buddy.
No, I'm okay. I'm... Wait a minute. I know you.
You do?
Yeah, you're the coma man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, you are. We all heard someone broke you out.
Focus, Oliver. What happened?
She was like that when Mark and I got in. We think Helen did it.
Jesus.
And then took Owen. She's capable of horrible things, Jackson. I think Wadsworth knew that and locked her away because of it.
Why wouldn't Wadsworth tell anyone else at the AM? Why isn't there some kind of record of this?
That's what they do around here.
Pride? Or maybe just to punish Helen by erasing her?
Wadsworth can be real vindictive when she wants to be.
At any rate, Andrea just proves the lengths that Helen is willing to go to.
We should get out of here.
I can't. I have to find Owen.
Joan, we talked about this.
No, you talked at me about this. Look at what she can do and tell me that Owen's life isn't in danger.
It's not Owen's life that I'm worried about right now.
Okay, I don't know what the two of you are arguing about, but I am all for getting out of here.
Yes, listen to that random guy.
Excuse me. I am a highly accomplished biochemist, you absolute...
Have you seen Sam?
No sign. But if Helen had her, don't you think she'd let us all know?
I don't know what to think right now.
I found Mags and...
Oh God, Mags, is she...
She's all right. She's fine. She's pretty shaken up, but she's okay. I sent her along to Alex's ICU.
The ICU?
I figured odds are good that Helen doesn't know about it. We were headed up to join Mags before Helen made her PSA. Why don't you come with us? You and your brother.
I'm in.
But Owen...
Sharp was a threat. Green is leverage. Against you, Joni. She's not gonna throw that away.
If we're gonna find a way out of this mess, we're gonna need all of us. Especially you.
Well, are we going?
Kinda having a crossroads moment over here, buddy.
Okay, your emotional turmoil does not change the fact that we need to move.
You sure we can't give him to Helen?
Oh, shit! I will make sure your entire life becomes a skating rink.
Oliver! Stop freezing the ground, man.
I'll go with you.
Thank God.
For now. And maybe we can come up with an idea. Something that gets all of us out of here safely. Owen included.
We will.
But if we don't, I'm going to find Helen, and I'm going to get Owen back. No one else is going to die here today. Not because of me. Do you all understand me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. What do you say, Agent Crawford? Mind being our ride?
Starting Monday, July 1st, tune in for a 4-week companion bonus series, Order and Chaos, written by Megan Fitzmartin. The AM Archives is brought to you by Luminary Media and is a production of Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Octavia Bray, and Caitlin Schneiderhan. This episode was written by Caitlin Schneiderhan. In it, you heard the voices of Julia Morozawa as Dr. Bright, Ian McEwan as Agent Green, Lauren Shippen as Sam, Andrew Nowak as Mark, Dion Earle as Jackson, Christian Brune as Oliver Ritz, and Helen Highfield as Helen. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Misha Stanton. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The AM Archives is produced by Lauren Shippen, Jordan Cope, Brigham Snow, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening. and stay strange.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.